This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Bruchim Abam. We are continuing in Mishaburah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Samach Aleph, Sif Gimel. We're in the middle of Sif Gimel. The Mechaber said that in Kriya Shema there are 245 words, and in order to be mashlim the 248 limbs, the Shliach Tzibur concludes Hashem Elokeichem Emes, and then repeats again B'kol Ram Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Now this whole idea that there are 248 words in Shema Keneged Eivarav Shel Adam is not found in Shas, is from the Zohar HaKadosh. The Rama says, when you hear the Shliach Tzibur say Hashem Elokeichem Emes, everyone is Yotze, since you heard it. If you want to repeat with the Chazan Hashem Elokeichem Emes, you can. What if you're still in the middle of davening? So we point out yesterday, the Shaar Teshuva brings from the Seder Hayom, you should stop where you're up to. In other words, if you're in the middle of Shema, stop where you're up to, and then listen to the Shat say Hashem Elokeichem Emes. And that's better than being mechavin for the vavs. Now this heter of relying on the Shaar Teshuva is only going to work if you're in the middle of Shema, not if you're in the middle of Berchas Kriya Shema. The Mekubalim say, by the way, not to do this, but Al Pi Halacha, that's what you do. You stop and you listen to Hashem Elokeichem Emes. The Mechaber then said that if you're davening by yourself, you should be mechavin to the 15 Vavim in Emes V'Yatziv. 15 times 6 is 90. Keneged, the 3 Shemois of Havaya, that each one equals 26 plus the 4 letters. The Mechaber does not say a word about Kel Melech Neman. There's no such thing as Kel Melech Neman in the world of the Mechaber. The Rama says, V'yesh oid tam acher badavar, the tesvav vavin oilen tishim. The 15 vavs equals 90. V'hakriya nechshevas echad. And reading it is 1. Hare tishim v'yachad. And Tishim V'yachad is Kaminyan Hashem B'kriyasa V'ksivasai. V'have ki'ilu Amar Hashem Elokim Adoy Shem Emes. Or Havaya Adoy Shem Emes. In other words, there's another reason why we have 15 Vavs. The 15 Vavs equals 90. Plus reading is 91. So 91 is the Kriya and the Ksiva. It's as if you said Hashem Havaya Hashem Emes. V'yesha Kasvu, there are those who write, the Chol HaKoyrei Kriya Shema B'yachid, Yoymar Kel Melech Neman Shema. Some say that anyone who says Shema B'yachidah should say Kel Melech Neman Shema, Ki Sholesh Tevos Eilu Mashlimin HaMinyan Shal Ramach, the Kel Melech Neman is Mashlim the Ramach. So the Rama is going the Shitase. Listen to the music over here. The Rama holds you're supposed to answer Amen before Shema. But when you're davening Bichidus, you can't, there is no Amen to answer. So instead you say Kel Melech Neman, which means Amen. And by saying Kel Melech Neman, that takes the place of the three words. The Mechaber holds you're not supposed to say Amen before Shema. Therefore, there's no such thing as Kel Melech Neman in the world of the Mechaber. Right? The reason the Mechaber does not bring Kel Melech Neman, the Devei Chamudoi springs, is because the Mechaber holds you don't answer Amen before Shema. You don't answer Amen, there's no such thing as Kel Melech Neman. The Rama holds you do answer Amen. So he brings this idea of Kel Melech Neman. Rav Moshe holds you never say Kel Melech Neman. Ever. It's not said. That's where Moshe did not say Kel Melech Neman. Venerally, Mikal Malkim Kishekari Matzim. Now, some would say Kel Melech Neman, even B'tzibor. So the Rama says, Venerally, Mikal Malkim Kishekari Matzibor, Lo Yamra Kel Melech Neman. Seems to me that nevertheless, when you read it with the Tzibor, you should not say Kel Melech Neman. Rak Yomer Amen, Achar Shech Tzibor Kishemesayim Abracha. You should just say Amen after Shel Tzibur when he finishes the bracha. V'chei noigin, that's the custom. V'nachinu, that is what is correct. So the Rama says, for those who say Kel Melech Neman, it's only biyachidus. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Zayin, Mesayim Shel Tzibur. Now, if the shliach v'hayachid Belachash Mesayim Gamkein Beteva MS. Avalachar Kach Enoi Choyzer Loimer MS. A Yachid says Hashem Lekechem MS, but he doesn't then say MS Viyatsiv. He starts Kim Shemas Viyatsiv Nachem Ulkaman Besimon Samach Vav Sifhei Bahaga. Okay. Hashem Lekechem MS. Now we know that we don't do what the Mechaber says. The Mechaber says, the Chazan says, Hashem Lekechem MS, Hashem Lekechem MS. Our minhag is, the Chazan finishes Hashem Lekechem. And then he says out loud, Hashem Lekechem MS. Why, where does that come from? Hashem Lekechem MS, uvesefer Asar Ma'amarais. In the book Asar Ma'amarais. Asar Ma'amarais was written by the Rambam Mipano. If you look over my right shoulder here, yeah, over right over my right shoulder, the second shelf from the top, those are the Svarim of the Rambam Mipano. So, if you want to visit him, you could join us the end of February. We're going to be visiting him in Italy. So he, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, Asar Ma'amarais, Kasev Shal Tzibur Lo Yisam B'Lachash Tevs Emes. Shal Tzibur Shenat Se Emes, Kiyim Kishachoyzer V'Oymer B'Kol Ram. Only when you go back and answer B'Kol Ram. And that's how you're going to have Ramach. Dilav hachiyah Ramat. Now this is very important. That how do you have 248 words in Shema? That is, if you say Hashem Eloi Keichem, that's 245, and then after, you're yotzi with the three words of Hashem Alekechem Emes. But if you're going to do what the Sfaradim do, Hashem Alekechem Emes, Hashem Alekechem Emes, you might grow an extra nose. Because you're going to have Ramat. Ramat. You know, you ever wonder, sometimes you see somebody, he has, I don't know, three eyes? What happened to him? He said too many words in Shema. Okay, no, I'm just joking. But you still shouldn't say too many words in Shema. That's what the Ramami Pano says. Ach, the Mishnah Berurah says, Haminog HaShulchan Aruch. The Minog is like the Shulchan Aruch. Sheyesh Lomer Gam B'Pam Rishon Emes, Shalei Lahafrid Beineihem. You should say Emes, Hashem Elokeichem Emes. In other words, like this. What do we do? We say, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes. And then we hear the shots say Hashem Lekechem MS. I 240, we're going to have 249. No, the minog is to follow the mechaber. Ach haminog keshulchan aruch sheyesh lomer gam b'pam rishon emes sheloi lahafrid beineihem ve'emes hasheni einoi min haminyan ela birchas emes v'yatzev hi. Can kasa prima godim. So what we do is ani Hashem lekechem sharotzi seyasam yatsunam liyosuchem leilokim ani Hashem lekechem ms. That is 240. Six. And then we hear the Chazan say Hashem lekechem. That's 248, and his ms is going on the viatziv nachain. So it's not that we need three words from the Chazan, it's really we only need two words from the Chazan. It's very interesting. So, v'hagra kasav sheker kasar ma'amaris, the gross says the ikr is like the Ramami Pano. What do we do, Rabbi Isai? We say it twice. So the Mishnah Berurah is not machriya. What should you do? You ready for this? You wouldn't believe it. Right? The Mishnah Berurah. Okay, let's take a vote. What do you do? Do you say MS the first time or do you not say MS? Raise your hand if you say MS the first time. Yeah, everyone says MS. That is what the Mechaber says. That you say MS the first time. And that's what the Prima Gadim says. However, the Rambam Pano says you're not allowed to. The Gra says you're not allowed to. So what do? If the Shatz finishes Kriya Shema and he has to wait for the Tzibur, the Shatz... Now, when you're a Shatz, do you say it? Or do you not say it? So Rav Moshe says, if the Shatz finishes Kriya Shema and he has to wait for the Tzibur, then he should say MS the first time. But if he's going to finish and then immediately say Hashem Lekechem MS, then he should not say it the first time. And so says Rav Shlomo Zalman. In other words, if you're going to finish and then say Hashem Lekechem MS out loud, then it sounds like you don't say it. V'choizer v'yoymer. The Mechaber says, then you repeat and you say again, B'kol Ram Hashem Lekechem MS. Uvemakam Shalai Nagu Lachsa in Moichem Yadin. In the place where the minog is not to repeat it again, we don't repeat it again. What if the Shiach Tzibur made a mistake and in his personal recitation of Shema, he said out loud, Hashem Lekechem MS? So the Tzibur is already Yotze, and he wasn't. He didn't get the 248, so he should then have in mind in the 15 Vavs. Hashem Lekechem MS. V'lo yachzer gam kein loymar tevas ani. He should not say, Ani Hashem Lekechem MS. I remember there was a guy who said, Ani Hashem Lekechem. He obviously had a very high opinion of himself. You know? Stam, it doesn't make sense.
Maybe because he didn't say MS the first time. He needed Ramach. So he took the Ani.
He didn't... Oh. Well, he should... But if he say... Why is he saying it out loud? No, Stam, you know how to say Ani, because it doesn't make sense. Okay. Bedavar. Aval eino emer MS l'chuda ima shliach tzibur dehave kishma shema. If you want to repeat with the Shliach Tzibur, Hashem Lekechem MS, that's not an issue. But you don't say just MS again with the Shliach Tzibur, that's Mashma Shema Shema. V'afapikein ein meshaskin oisem shabin tayim. We won't silence him if there was a delay in between. B'tesva vavin. Ah, so Shaila is, how do you get 248 in Mariv? So yesterday we said, hopefully you still have 248 from the morning. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Arvis, he's quoting the Magen Avram, Yechavein she'emes oyle b'makam gimel she'emois hanal. What's the problem? How do you get it by Mariv? You listen to the Shetzer, I guess it's talking about B'yechidos. So one more time. The words of Shema are 245. If you say Ames, it's 246. Oh, one second. Let's get this clear. The Ramami Pano never said a Yachid should not say Ames. The Rambam Pano was talking about a Shliach Tzibur should not end off MS, only when he says B'kol Ram, Hashem Lekechem MS, because otherwise he's going to be saying MS twice, and then it's going to be 249. So what should an individual say? Should an individual say MS? Who here as an individual says MS? Who here as an individual does not say MS? Nobody says you should say MS as an individual. Do they? If a person's going to say Hashem Elokeichem MS, so then won't they also have 249? I'm not clear what the... I thought an individual was supposed to say it, but then don't we have 249? How do you get around the 249?
Same way, it doesn't have to go into the minion. The same way he said it's not a minion.
What about according to Rama Mipano, though? According to Rama Mipano, that a Shliach Tzibor should not say it the first time, right? Because then it's going to be 249. So what about an individual?
According to him, what's the difference if you say it the first time or the second time? Let's say it the first time and don't say it the second time.
Well, because the first time you're saying Shema, it's not part of Shema. The second time you're going into the Atzav Nachayin. So you say Shem Alekechem MS V'Atzav Nachayin.
Then it shouldn't be a lament to Shema, to the words of Shema. If it's not part of Kriya Shema.
It's not.
It's part of Kriya Shema. It was Masakin that way because for the words Lekar. Well, no, it was based on the Pasuk, but.
The Rama Mipano is saying that a Shliach Tzibur should not say the word MS only the second time. Because then you'll have 245 and 3. But if he says it... If he says it twice, he'll have 249. So what does an individual do? According to the Rama Mipano. Okay, so the Mishaburu is saying that in Mariv, you should be Mechavin in MS, that it's Oila in the place of three names. What does that mean? The Machzis HaShekel brings from a different Ramami Pano that MS is Koilal all the Oisios of the Aleph Beis. It has the first letter, the middle letter, and the final letter. So the word MS itself is three. So, how many words are in Shema itself? Without the word MS, how many words in Shema? I think I got it. There are 245 words in Shema. When you end off Hashem Elokeichem MS, the word MS is not part of the Shema, it's part of Yatzav Anachayim. But the Shema itself is 245. Okay? MS is not part of it. The shaila is how are you going to get another three? So either you hear the shots say the words Hashem Elokeichem MS, and that's how you get another three. Oh, look in Siv Katan Zayin. A Yachid Balachash says the word MS, but then he doesn't repeat it. So the pshat is when the Yachid says MS, it's not going on Shema, it's going on V'yatzav Anachayin. So you only have, there are 245 words in Shema. And a Yachid, when he says MS, he's not getting 246 because it's not part of Shema. The question though is the Chazan. Because if the Chazan says Hashem Elokeichem MS, so that's 246. If he repeats again Hashem Elokeichem MS, that's 249. So in other words, a Yachid could finish MS because his first MS is going on V'yatzav Anachayin. And the question is, what about the Shliach Tzibur? Because if the Shliach Tzibur says Hashem Elokeichem MS, that's 246. And you can't say, well, that's going on V'yatzav Anachayin because he's going to do it again. So you'll say, well, maybe the second one will go on V'yatzav Anachayin. No, maybe you can't say that because he's really saying it to be Moitzi the Tzibur in three more words. So if he's being Moitzi the Tzibur in three words, then the Rama Mipano says he's being Moitzi himself in three words. So that's the issue with the Shliach Tzibur. In other words, a Yachid has no issue because his MS is going on V'yatzav Anachayin. The question is, what should the Shliach Tzibur do the first time? Because if he's the first time, if he's going to say it, that's not going back on MS V'yatzav. That's not going to go on MS V'yatzav. Why not? Because he's going to say again, Hashem Elokeichem MS. So you say, let the second one go and be Atzim Nachan. That can't either. He's trying to be Moitzi the Tzibur. Now, what does a Yachid do? What do you do by Mariv? By Mariv, the word MS is Oyle B'makam Gimel Shemais. Harei Tishim Echad Kaminyan Amen Uchaminyan, the two names of Hashem. Yoimer Kel Melech Neman, Ayimag Ramam Bach, Demino Kadam Hu. It's an ancient custom to say Kel Melech Neman. The Bach says it was the minhag of all Klal Yisrael from their youth based on the Sidurim. However, the Bach says nowadays the minhag is batel. Why? Based on the Zayar. That we don't use Kel Melech Neman, but rather Hashem Lekechem Emes. What does a woman do? Because a woman has 252 limbs. So she's going to be missing some limbs. So Minchas Elazar says, after 248, by the way, you know, yesterday we saw by Kriya Shema Lamita to say Kel Melech Neman, right? But here the Mishnah Berurah has a different Eitzah. Here you could say the word MS. If you say MS, that's also 248. Weiter, Yoimer Amen.
I understand. When Yachin's davening with the Tzibur, and he says MS, and it's going on V'yatziv, isn't that a hefsik? And then you're going to say the next three words you hear, Snachaz, and goes back to Shema?
Is it a hefsik for him to...
He finished Shema, he said MS that goes with V'yatziv, then he has Shemokeh MS, which goes back to Shema?
Yeah, I mean, I hear it's a good hara, but that's what we're doing. MS is not going on the Shema. MS is going on V'yatziv, because you can't start V'yatziv. What do you mean, and what was the first thing, you know? So it is going on both. There is a pasuk V'Hashem Elokim MS, but the tefillah is MS V'yatziv.
Why can't V'yatziv be going back on the Chazan's word MS? Chazan said MS, we respond V'yatziv and Ochlin Kai V'yosher. Chazan is being Moitzi, but our MS is not a part of Shema.
The tefillah is MS V'yatziv.
Fine, then we're saying that the Chazan starts MS and we continue V'yatziv and Ochlin Kai V'yosher, but. When we said MS, we're still in the middle of a Shema. You sit there and wait. You sit there and wait for 30 seconds, or so. You stop the middle of a tefillah. The MS is part of Shema. The MS of the Chazan says is part of the next tefillah.
Mm-hmm. So the Yatziv is going on the Chazan's MS.
Maybe as far like that.
Not sure. So the Mishnah. Okay, it's getting late here. When you're davening biyachidus, you don't say Kel Melech Neman. Rather, you say Amen. Mekomakim ein lima mizel inyam berach al priya gefen oishasiyam berachas hamoitzi v'loy achal adayin uvesoich kach siyam chaver oisabracha sheyana acharav Amen ayin prima gadim v'cheimuchach le'el bever ha'gob simnon tes oisir beis ayin sham shetam ha'gob ezel mishim shabrachas lo nisgo davka al kriyashma. In other words, the Mishnah is bothered by a question. The Ramah says you should answer Amen after the Shliach Tzibur. What do you mean I should answer Amen? I already made that bracha. I already said HaBoich Rama Yisrael B'Yava. Why would I say Amen to his bracha? What would the halacha be if I made a Boyer Priya Gafen on a cup of grape juice and I heard another guy say Boyer Priya Gafen before I drank? I'm not going to answer Amen before I drink. So then, how could I answer Amen to his HaBoich Rama Yisrael B'Yava? I just made HaBoich Rama Yisrael B'Yava on my Shema. The answer is, no, you didn't. You didn't make the bracha on Shema. The Ramah holds it's not a brichas hamitzvah on Shema, but usually you wouldn't be able to be mafsek. V'chein noyagin ayin b'pri magadim v'ayin mashikasavnu le'el del chachila yoyser tov shisayin b'shave im hashliach tzibur v'loy tzarech lanis amen achrav ayin sham. The Ramah says the minhag is to answer amen. Mishnah Berurah says, look, earlier we explained it's better to not get involved in the issue and finish together with the shliach tzibur. Okay, Sif Dalet. Noyagin likros pasuk rishon b'kalram k'day l'ara kavanah. The minhag is to say the first pasuk out loud. Sif Hey. Noyagin litein yedeim al pneim b'kriyas pasuk rishon. The minhag is to put both hands on the face. Both hands on the face. so that you don't look at something else. Shamay no melechavein. Based on the Gemara that says that Rebbe, when he put his hands on his face, he was being mekabel machos shamayim. Says Mishabura, no, lav davka, it doesn't mean both hands. Yedeyam rotzalama yad yamin, the right hand. I guess it means the hands of everybody. Everyone. Now who says this? Atar zekeinim. What about someone who's a lefty? You still put your right hand. What if you're wearing glasses? Do you need to take off your glasses? The Reb Kloisenberger Rebbe says, you could put your hands over your glasses. You don't have to put the mamash on your... It's not like a din, you have to put your hands on your eyes. The pshat is, you don't want to... you want to focus. You don't have to take off... What if you have contact lenses? You have to take them out? No, don't worry, you don't have to take out your lenses.
Can you just close your eyes then, without covering them?
You could, but then you're not fulfilling the minhag of putting your hand on your face. There are other reasons also. One is the gematria of Zeres, Kmitza, Ama, Etzba, Goydel, Yad equals Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Okay, have a good day everyone. Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.